The Pasadena Civic Auditorium sits at 300 East Green Street in the heart of historic Pasadena, a renowned performance hall known for its architecture and beauty. It's hosted literally thousands of cultural, entertainment, and community events since it first opened its doors in 1932. Rick Barr, the general manager, says it came about as part of something known as the City Beautiful movement that swept many cities at the turn of the century.
And it was very, you know, wide streets, and the main public buildings were, you know, monuments to art and very beautiful buildings, and they were laid out so that you would have a view corridor so you could see all the buildings. This was the west axis of the City Beautiful movement in Pasadena. Opposite our building is this beautiful Myron Hunt building, which is our public library, and then in the middle is our beautiful City Hall.
While its history is impressive, its interior remains a symbol of old-style quality and artistic beauty.
It has 3,000 seats, which used to be considered a large theater, but they're perfect sight lines. It has wonderful acoustics, and the thing that really strikes you when you walk into the theater are the painted walls and the magnificent painted ceiling. And this was all done by an Italian immigrant artist and his crew.
And while the Pasadena Civic Auditorium has played host to presidents, prime ministers, ballets, and symphonies, it is probably most famous in recent years for the TV shows broadcast there.
We do award shows, television specials. Just this season, you know, we were the host for the boot camp segment for X Factor, the hot new Simon Cowell show. We've done American Idol since the very beginning. We did the Emmy Awards here for 20 years in the 80s and 90s. We've done the People's Choice Awards and the NAACP Image Awards and all sorts of television specials. I guess the one thing that keeps coming up is that Michael Jackson did the moonwalk for the first time on television here on this stage at the Motown special. That was back in the 80s, but fans still want to be where he did the moonwalk.
And the Pasadena Civic Auditorium remains an important venue now as part of the Pasadena Center. And Rick Barr says it will continue to thrive in the years to come.
Yes, it is a gorgeous, historic, beautiful concert hall theater. But, you know, it's not a museum or a mausoleum. We're still going, and we have a variety of programming throughout the year. So we're still going strong after 80 years.
I'm Russ Spears, KFWB On Your Corner.